Again, this is a verse that is going to be the theme for this whole weekend. Or this whole week. Three days. So the next 4 days, it will be more theological. We're not going to look at one passage, but we'll look at various passages each session. We'll look at it topically. If you look again in verse 7,
那如果我们再看一下第七节,
it says, in him we have redemption.
说在他里我们得到了救恩救赎,
we will be looking a lot on redemption for tomorrow.
那明天我们关于这个救赎会看,明天会研究一下救赎,
and see how it describes the riches of God's grace towards us. And as we look at these different doctrines with each hour or with each time,
每次我们会看到不同的这个教导和不同的经文,
again, I want to see how each doctrine of the gospel shows us the beauty, the glory of Christ in redeeming us.
那每一个教义啊,
remember the word redemption. Turn with me also as well to Romans chapter 3. We'll be looking at Romans chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. It says, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed.
那我们一起看一下这个24节到25节，说如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Notice in verse 24, the word redemption appears again.
那他在这里要留意啊，在24节，救赎这个词再次出现。
And then in verse 25, it connects still to redemption. Verse 25 is going to explain more about redemption.
那第25节进一步解释了这个救赎。
We know redemption is accomplished by Jesus Christ.
我们知道救赎是借着耶稣基督完成的。
But then in verse 25, it says that it, through Christ, he's also publicly displayed as a propitiation.
那25节还同时说了哈，借着耶稣将耶稣做了挽回祭。
So we ask the question, what is propitiation?
那我们就会问这个问题啊，就挽回祭是什么？
I think as we look, we're going to be studying our first hour on propitiation.
那我们第一个小时呢，就先学习挽回祭。
But as we study this, my purpose is so that we would love Christ more.
那我们学习这一切都是为了让我们能够更加爱耶稣。
And see the riches of his grace in saving sinners.
那看他作为这个救赎的大救主，他所展现出来的恩典的丰盛。
So this hour we'll be looking at propitiation.
那接下来这个小时我们先学习挽回祭。
We will be having four questions.
我们会有四个问题。
Again, four questions we're going to asking about propitiation.
那关于挽回祭啊，我们问四个问题。
And these four questions is actually to make us love Christ more.
这四个问题啊，是让我们可以更加爱基督。
It's to love Christ more to understand what it means when he becomes the propitiation for our sins.
那更加爱基督可以了解那个耶稣他为了我们的罪到底做了什么。
So four questions.
那四个问题。
First one is, what does propitiation mean?
那首先就是挽回祭意思是什么？
Again, what does propitiation mean is the first point.
那第一点，挽回祭到底是什么意思？
Secondly,
第二点,
why do we need propitiation?
为什么我们需要挽回祭?
Again, secondly, why do we need propitiation?
那第二点再重复一下, 为什么我们需要挽回祭?
And point number three, who has provided propitiation?
那第三点, 谁提供了挽回祭?
By the way, I'm going to repeat these four questions again, okay?
我稍后还会再重复这些问题哈。
Okay. The third question again is, who has provided propitiation?
第三个问题就是谁提供了挽回祭?
And fourth, how do we know Christ provided propitiation?
第四个问题就是我们怎样知道是基督提供了挽回祭?
Okay. First question is, what does propitiation mean?
那第一个问题，挽回祭是什么意思？
Again, second question is, why do we need propitiation?
第二个问题是，我们为什么需要挽回祭？
Who, and then thirdly, who has provided propitiation?
第三个问题是谁提供的挽回祭？
And fourthly, how do we know Christ provided propitiation?
那第四点就是，我们怎么知道是基督提供的挽回祭？
Maybe, right, maybe recently in your Christian life, you've been struggling in your love for Christ. Maybe you hear, you know, yes, I know Jesus Christ loved me and died for me. Maybe sometimes we feel when we hear, oh, Jesus died for me, and we feel a sense our heart is cold.
但是当我们听到这个耶稣为我们死的时候，我们的心有一丝冷漠。
We remember the days when it really moved us to consider that Christ's death meant a lot to us.
我们记得啊，曾经有那么一段时光，我们想到耶稣的死，我们内心会非常的感动。
If that is your situation,
如果这就是你现在的处境的话
，I hope that in this retreat it will hope to move us with to love Christ more.
我希望通过这次退休会可以让我们更加的爱耶稣。
And we love Christ more because of the doctrines the Bible teaches of what Christ accomplished.
我们更加爱耶稣是因为啊，圣经的教义是这么教导我们。
So this is why we want to look at propitiation.
这就是为什么我们首先要学习挽回祭。
It's so that it will move our hearts to say Christ is an amazing and loving Savior.
让我们的可以感动我们的心，让我们意识到耶稣是一位伟大的救主。
So that will move us to surrender our lives to Him.
可以感动我们，让我们将的生活顺服于他。
So it will move us to say, I will repent because He is worthy of my repentance.
他可以感动我们，真的悔改，因为他值得我们的悔改。
Again, we're studying this theology is for our love for Him.
当然我们学习这些神学啊，就是为了我们对他的爱。
Let us now look at the first question.
那我们先看第一个问题。
What does propitiation mean?
挽回祭是什么意思？
When you see in Romans, we could see that the context, Paul was writing with a Jewish and a Roman audience in mind. Jewish and Gentile audience in mind.
那保罗看背景啊，就是保罗在写作的时候那其实想到的从是犹太人和外邦人同时想到了。
We were looking at Romans 3.
我们现在看的是罗马书的第三章。
And remember, if you know the book of Romans, the first two chapters is establishing that all people are sinners.
那如果我们知道罗马书，我们就知道啊，前两章讲的就是所有人都是罪人。
Gentiles and Jews.
无论你是外邦人还是犹太人。
In Romans 3.
那第三章呢？
Towards the end, we also see that Jews and Gentiles are saved in the same way.
那我们在第三章最后看到啊，犹太无论是犹太人还是外邦人，都以同样的方式被拯救。
We're all saved by Christ.
我们都是被耶稣被基督拯救的。
And here in this context, he says it's he accomplished a propitiation.
那在根据背景，我们可以根据上下，我们可以看到耶稣是借着挽回祭来达成的。
Again, like I said, there is a Greek audience and a Gentile audience and a Jewish audience whenthe original readers were reading this, Romans 3:24.
那罗马书第三章啊，他们的初始的读者啊，既包括外邦人，又包括犹太人。
So I think it's good to ask, what does propitiation mean for Jewish ears, or for Greek, Gentiles ears, I mean, and also for Jewish ears?
所以我们现在可以问另外一个比较好的问题，就是这对当时的听众，犹太人还有外邦人，他们看到这些会怎么想？
And I think if we ask that question and enrich our understanding of what is propitiation.
那我们问这个问题啊，可以增加我们，让我们对于挽回祭的了解啊更加丰富。
And we want to know this so that eventually we would love Christ and what He's done for us even more.
那了解这些之后啊，我们就会更了解基督，更了解他为我们所做的。
Now propitiation is not a big Christian word in the original context.
啊，在原文的环境中啊，挽回祭不是一个很大的一个词儿。
It was actually a word that everyday Roman would have understood.
那是当时啊，任何一个普通的罗马人都会理解的一个词。
Paul used this word that the Jews and the Romans would have understood in its context 2,000 years ago.
保罗使用这个词啊，所以在当时2000年前，无论是罗马人还是当时的希腊人都可以了解这是什么意思。
So we ask, what does the word propitiation mean to Gentile ears or Roman ears?
那我们就问啊，当时这个挽回祭这个词对当时的外邦人，就是罗马人，到底是什么意思呢？
If you remember your history, the Romans believed in many gods. They were always trying to honor and give sacrifice to various gods. You could even say that a lot of Romans lived superstitiously and was always afraid that they might accidentally make some unknown god or some god mad at them.
那当时的罗马人他们过其实非常的迷信的总是很提心吊胆说哎我会不会不小心得罪了哪个神
So the Romans were occupied with trying to do a lot of sacrifices so that it would make the gods not mad at them.
所以当时罗马人就很多先祭的事以免哪个神不开心了
And that's what the word propitiation originally was from.
这就是挽回祭初始的一个来源
It's to satisfy the wrath of God.
是为了满足神的愤怒。So
let me give an example.
那我给大家举个例子。Let's
just say 2,000 years ago, there's a man that decided to be a sailor, working.
我们假设2,000年前有个人，他想成为一名水手。He
knows he's going to be traveling to various dangerous areas.
他知道他将要远航，就是许多危险的地方。He
wants to come back.
他想回来。So
he would worship. He'll give a offering to all these different gods.
所以呢，他就会给这些不同的神献祭。To
make sure that they're no longer mad at him, just in case that they're mad, they're no longer mad at him.
就如果这些神可能会对他生气的话，那就让这些神不要再生气了。So
that's what propitiation means: is to satisfy the wrath of a god or goddesses back then.
所以这就是挽回祭起初的意思，就是满足神的愤怒。So
when Paul says Christ satisfies the wrath of God, the Greeks would have and the Romans would have said, "Oh, okay, we understand. It's to make God no longer mad at us."
所以当保罗说耶稣啊，就是平息了神的愤怒之后，当时的罗马人也是可以理解的，说哦，这个让这个神不再生气了。Now
the Jews would have understood this word also as God being mad at us.
犹太人的理解就是说神啊是对我们很愤怒。And
of course we know in the Bible it teaches there's only one God.
当然我们知道圣经教导说只有一位神。But
the Bible does emphasize that God is still angry with sin.
但圣经也强调说啊，神对于罪依然是充满愤怒。Now
it's not like the Greek and Roman gods where sometimes they are angry at people because they're jealous at people. That's according to Greek mythology.
当然啊，我们圣经的神跟那些希腊还有罗马神话中那些所谓的神是不一样。当时的神他生气，可能是因为他们嫉妒啊，或者什么。But
God's wrath still needs to be satisfied to be appeased.
那神的愤怒啊，依然需要被平息。So
in summary, what I'm trying to say is propitiation means turning away the wrath of God.
所以我的意思就是，挽回祭意味着拿走神的愤怒。We
must realize that in the Bible does teach that God is a God of wrath.
那我们如果了解圣经，我们知道圣经也教导说神啊是一位愤怒的神。He
is against sin.
他反对罪。And
because he's against sin, he has to judge every sin.
因为他不喜欢罪，所以他会审判每一个罪。Let's
look at the Old Testament to see the truth that God is angry and is wrathful against sin.
那我们看一下旧约，来看一下神啊，是对罪是非常的愤怒的。Let's
go to 2 Kings 22.
列王记下22章。
2 Kings 22, verse 13.
列王记下22章13节。 列王记下22章13节。
It says, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and the people and all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that burns against us, because our fathers have not listened to the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us.
那十三节说,你们去为我,为民,为犹大众人,以这书上的话求问耶和华,因为我们列祖没有听从这书上的言语。
Here in this context, it's King Josiah that is speaking.
那这个背景啊，是那个约西亚，是约西亚，嗯。
verses 1. He was one of the better kings in Israel's history. Judah's history. He's just found the law of God. When he read the law of God and all its laws, he realized the people have sinned against a good God. And he recognized that the wrath of God is burning against the country because of their sin. There's many other verses about how God is angry with sin. So we see that the Bible is very clear that God actually is angry with sin. So this is what we've seen, what is propitiation. It's to turn away the wrath of God. Make him no longer angry with our sins. We now go to the second question. Our second question is, why do we need propitiation? We see in the Bible there's three reasons. Three reasons why do we need propitiation. Let's look at the first one. Since God is holy, he cannot approve of evil. Let me say it again.
老师再重复一下。
Since God is holy,
因为神是圣洁的,
he cannot approve of evil. Let's look at Habakkuk. It says, your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you do not look on wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously? Why are you silent with the when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they?
那十三节说,你眼目清洁,不看邪僻,不看奸恶,行诡诈的,你为何看着不理呢? 恶人吞灭比自己公义的,
in this context, the prophet Habakkuk was looking at his own country. He saw the sins of his country. And he's wondering, why would not God judge it? Of course, God did bring a nation to judge Israel. He brought the Babylonians. But here in verse 13, you see the truth about God. He would not look on sin or treacherousness he would not look on it and just let it go. And it says here, your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and God will have to do something. This established our first reason of why we need propitiation. Because God is holy, and he cannot approve of evil. There's a second reason that's related to this. Second reason is wrath is the way God deals with those who are stubbornly unrepentant. Let me say this again. Wrath is the way God deals with those who are stubbornly unrepentant.
就是愤怒啊, 是神发在那些固执不悔改的人身上的。
Let's turn to Romans 2:5.
我们看一下罗马书二章五节。罗马书二章五节。
Romans 2:5 will establish the truth that God's wrath is how he deals with stubborn, unrepentant sinners.
那第五节就看到了神会以愤怒对待那些固执不悔改的人。
It says, but because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
那第五节说你竟任着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒以致神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到。
We see here in scripture that God's wrath, he will judge, he will pour out his wrath upon those who decide not to change.
所以啊，通过这个经文我们看到神会将他的愤怒倾倒在那些决意不改变的人身上。
By the way, if we're honest with ourselves, we are stubborn sinners.
如果我们能够真实地面对自己的话，我们都是固执的罪人。
This is why we need propitiation.
这就是为什么我们需要挽回祭。
We see a third reason as well.
那我们还同时还看到第三个原因。
Removal of sin involves satisfying God's wrath.
要想移除罪，首先要平息神的愤怒。
Okay. Let's just say God wants. When we say God needs, God's going to forgive us.
如果我们说神将会原谅我们
His wrath still needs to be satisfied.
他的愤怒啊，依然需要被平息。
So again, reason number three.
所以这就是第三个原因
Is removal of sin involves satisfying God's wrath.
要想移除罪，首先要平息神的愤怒。
Turn with me to Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章，我们一起看一下。
Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 6。
以赛亚书五十三章四到六节。
Again, Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 6。
以赛亚书五十三章四节六节。
It says, Surely our grief he himself bore, and our sorrow he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
那以赛亚书五十三章四到六节，我们一起看一下。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah, this chapter is talking about Christ.
那以赛亚书这一章讲的是基督。
Isaiah was actually written 700 years before Christ was born.
以赛亚书的成书时间啊，是在耶稣诞生前700年。
Read the whole chapter and you'll be amazed how much has been predicted about Christ, even before Christ ever were to die. Before he was even born or have died for us.
那读完五十三章，我们就会意识到即使在耶稣降生为我们死之前就已经有这么多关于他的预言了。
When I was younger, Pastor Andrew would take me to go evangelize on college campuses.
啊，当我还年轻的时候，朱福牧师会带着我去校园里去传讲福音。
And when we evangelize, sometimes we'll run into those that were Jewish.
那当我们传讲福音的时候会遇到一些犹太人。
And they would say, oh, I don't believe in Jesus Christ.
他们说，哎，我不相信耶稣基督。
We'll tell them, oh, why don't you bring your own scriptures?
那我们就问他们，你为什么把你的圣经带过来？
When they do, we ask them to read Isaiah 53.
他们打开圣经，我们让他们读以赛亚书五十三章。
We'll ask them the question.
我们就问他们问题。
Who is that?
我们就问他，这里说的是谁啊？
Sometimes they'll say, hey, this is Jesus.
有时候他们会说，哎，这里说的是那个基督哎。
And we'll ask,Why is Jesus in your scriptures?
那么我们就问他，哎，为什么基督会在你的圣经文里？
Usually they're very quiet.
一般情况下他们就会非常安静。
And we'll say Jesus is the savior for both Jews and for Gentiles. Notice in these verses 4 to 6, it describes the fact that Christ is going to save us from our sins.
那4到6节的经文说明的就是基督将会将我们从罪中拯救出来。
But don't miss the fact that God is pouring his wrath upon Jesus.
但是千万不要忘记啊,神将他的愤怒倾泻在了基督的身上。
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
You see the verbs stricken. Stricken and smitten of God.
我们看第四节啊,有那个几个动词,就是他受责罚,被神击打苦待。
You also see that he was afflicted.
他这个苦待这个词是苦待,鞭伤。
Look with me also in verse 5.
我们看一下第五节。
He was also pierced.
他因我们的罪啊,是被鞭伤吧,也是鞭伤。
He was also crushed.
被刑罚。
And there was a chastening. And scourging, yeah. So, okay. So all these things show this is what God the Father did to Jesus Christ. Which shows our third reason why we needed a propitiation. That if God's going to save us and redeem us from our sins, because God is holy, He still needs to pour out His wrath against someone.
因着神是圣洁的，他依然需要将他的愤怒啊倾倒在一个人身上。
So we see there's three reasons why we need propitiation.
所以我们看了这三个我们需要挽回祭的原因。
Let me review them again.
那我再次重复一下。
First is since God is holy, He cannot approve of evil.
第一点是因为神是圣洁的，所以他不会允许邪恶的存在。Secondly,
wrath is the way God deals with those who are stubbornly unrepentant.
第二点就是神会以他的愤怒来对待那些固执不悔改的人。Let
me say this again for the second point.
第二点,
is wrath is the way God deals with those who are stubbornly unrepentant.
那神会以愤怒来对待那些固执着不悔改的人。
And the final third reason?
那最后第三点原因,
is removal of sin involves satisfying God's wrath.
要想移除罪, 首先要平息神的愤怒。
Think about this even in our own life.
那我们在我们自己的生活中思考一下这些。
Has there been times you look at the news and hear of a great injustice?
有没有这种时候就是你看到新闻就是新闻里报道了特别不公平的事件。
Where there was a righteous anger that you have.
然后你就会有一种义怒在里边。
So there is a place for righteous anger against evil.
所以啊,我们有时候看到那个邪会有一些义怒的。
But there is a difference between God and man.
但是神的义怒和我们的这个义怒啊是有区别的。
When we're angry, we could easily fall into sin.
当我们生气的时候,很容易陷入罪。But
with God, He's perfect, and He has perfect, holy anger against sin.
但是神啊,他是圣洁的,当他面对罪的时候,他依然可以圣洁,完美。So
we know that God, so we know now why we need the wrath of God to be satisfied.
所以现在我们知道为什么我们需要平息神的愤怒。By
the way, if He did not satisfy His wrath against us, you realize we all deserve to go to hell.
顺便说一句,如果神的愤怒没有被平息的话,我们都会意识到,我们都是应该下地狱的。This
is the bad news side of Christianity.
这就是基督教不好的一个消息。We
know our own sin.
我们知道我们自己的罪。And
from knowing our sin, we know that there's a holy God.
因着我们知道了自己的罪,就知道那有一个圣洁的神,
who will judge us for our sins.
他会因着我们的罪而审判我们。
The thing we have left is to cry, who can save me from my sins?
所以我们这时候就要问,到底谁可以将我们从罪中拯救出来呢?
And who could satisfy the wrath of God so I could be saved?
谁可以平息神的愤怒,好使得我能够得救?
We now move to the third question.
那我们现在来到第三个问题。
Who has provided propitiation?
是谁提供了挽回祭?
Again, who has provided propitiation?
再次说一下,谁提供了挽回祭?
We now move to the good news.
我们来到了这个好消息。
When we answer the question, who has provided propitiation, we're now going to the good news of Christianity.
那当我们回答是谁提供了挽回祭这个问题的时候，我们就来到了基督教好的一面。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
约翰一书二章二节，我们一起看一下。
Again, we're looking at this verse to show who has to answer who has provided propitiation for our sins.
那我们看这个经文啊，是为了回答这个问题啊，谁为我们提供了挽回祭？约翰一书二章二节。
And he himself, verse 2, says, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
第二节说，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
By the way, the Chinese version say atonement or cover over. Does it show that or say propitiation?
Just propitiation.
Okay.
It's the word.
Okay. So here, verse 2, you see the propitiation of our sins.
所以我们第二节我们看到了，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
It's provided by Christ, because in the context, Jesus Christ was mentioned in verse 1.
那这里我们可以看到，这个提供挽回祭的就是耶稣基督，因为在二章一节说的正好就是耶稣基督。
If you have trusted in Jesus Christ,
如果你信任耶稣基督的话
He has satisfied God's wrath against you.
他平息了神倾泻在你身上的愤怒。
By the way, in the context here in 1 John is what's going on in the context is John is asking, hey, should we say we no longer have sin?
我们顺便解释一下，约翰一书整个讨论的主题就是约翰在讨论，我们是不是可以说我们就没有罪了呢？
Let me ask you guys a question.
那问大家一个问题。
Are Christians sinless?
基督徒都是无罪的吗？基督徒都是无罪的吗？
We still have sin, yes?
我们依然会有罪。
That's what 1 John 1:8 says, 1:8.
这是约翰一书一章八节说的。
It tells us that if we say we don't have no sin, we're actually lying.
那约翰一书一章八节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。
Verse 10 also emphasizes that we still have sin.
第十节强调了我们依然是有罪的。
It says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
因为第十节说，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的
Yeah. So if we have sin, how do we deal with it?
那如果我们依然还有罪，那我们要怎么办呢？
Verse 2. First John 1:9 says we have to confess our sins.
嗯哼，约翰一书一章第九节说，我们要认自己的罪。
But it's more than just confession.
但是我们不仅仅要认自己的罪。
First John 2:2 talks about propitiation.
约翰一书二章二节讲到了挽回祭。
Christ is the one that satisfied the wrath of God.
耶稣就是那个平息了神的愤怒的人。
Let's also turn to 1 John 4:10.
那我们看翻到约翰一书的四章十节。约翰一书四章十节。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
四章十节说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So we see it's clearly Christ satisfied the wrath of God.
所以我们清楚地看到，耶稣平息了神的愤怒。
That's the answer to our third question.
这是我们第三个问题的答案。
And again, the third question we ask is Who has provided propitiation?
那第三个问题再重复一下，就是谁提供了挽回祭？
Let me review thus far.
那我先回顾一下刚刚讲的东西。
We first asked, what is propitiation?
我们首先问了什么是挽回祭。
Then secondly, we asked, why do we need propitiation?
第二我们问到为什么我们需要挽回祭。
Then thirdly, we asked, who has provided propitiation?
第三个我们问到谁提供了挽回祭。
Now we go to the fourth question.
那我们现在到了第四个问题。
How do we know Christ provided propitiation?
我们怎么知道是基督提供了挽回祭？
You realize anyone could come out and say, oh, I satisfy God's wrath for you. But how did the apostles in the early church knew that Christ truly propitiated our sins? I think as we answer this question, I hope we would love Jesus Christ even more. And also find the beauty, the glory of the Word of God in describing what Christ has done for us.
Those
three reasons why we know Christ provided propitiation.
我们通过三个原因知道是基督提供了挽回祭。
The first one is the silence of Christ. The first one is the silence of Christ.
Silence.
Yeah, 没有说话的。
Silence.
Silence. Yeah, 没有说话。
第一个就是 silence of Christ, right?
Yeah, the silence of Christ.
第一个是耶稣的沉默。 Silence, 沉默。
Turn with
me. Silence, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, 我知道很难。 Let's turn to Isaiah 53, verse 7.
看以赛亚书53章7节。
Isaiah 53 verse 7.
以赛亚书53章7节.
Remember earlier I mentioned that that's a messianic prophecy?
记得之前我提过吗？这提过，这是一节关于弥赛亚的预言.
By the way, in a lot of Jewish synagogues, they'll read the scriptures.
在很多犹太的会堂中，他们会读经文.
Sometimes they get when they get to Isaiah 52. The week after, they skip 53 to go to 54.
就当他们读经文的时候，他们读完了52章，然后跳过53章，直接读54章。
Because I think chapter 53 is a very powerful prophecy of Jesus Christ.
因为原因就是我认为53章是关于弥赛亚一个非常强烈的一个预言。
Let's look at a detail in verse 7.
那我们看一下第七节的细节。
It says, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to a slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearer, so he did not open his mouth.
第七节说,他被欺压,在受苦的时候却不开口,他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地,他又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声,他也是这样不开口。
Look at how many times in this verse it mentioned the silence of the Messiah.
看一下这节经文中提到了多少次弥赛亚的沉默。
The second line says he did not open his mouth.
第二句说他不开口。
And then the fourth line said he's like a sheep that is silent before its shearer.
第四句话又说像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
And then there's a third time it says this.
还有第三次也提到了。
The last line.
最后一句话。
It says he did not open his mouth.
他不开口。
Now, some of you guys are parents.
我们在座很多都是父母哈。
When you teach your kids, or when you eventually teach your babies, kids, when something that's important, you're probably going to be repeating it again.
就当你教导自己的孩子的时候，有一点非常重要，你可能会要不停的重复。
By the way, for those of you guys that are single, this applies too.
对于单身的人也适用啊。
Whatever your parents repeat a lot to you, it's probably important, yes?
就你父母在不断唠叨的事儿，肯定是重要的事儿。Yes?
对吗？ Okay, so in the same way, if the Bible repeats something again and again, it's probably important.
同样，如果圣经在一遍一遍的重复一件什么事的话，那肯定说明这件事是非常重要的。
And here we see it's stated three different ways, three different times that Christ was quiet.
那我们看到在这里，用三种不同的方式说到耶稣基督是沉默的、安静的。
But remember, he's quiet in the context of God's wrath being poured upon him.
那他这里沉默的背景是当神的愤怒倾倒在他的身上的时候。
Think about that for a moment.
大家仔细的思考一下。
He wasn't just quiet, okay, I'm quiet, therefore I'm silent. No, the wrath of God was poured upon him, and yet he was quiet.
他不是说就在那，OK，我不说话就好嘛，而是说当神的愤怒倾倒在他的身上的时候，他依然保持着安静。
Some of us get excited and we're happy, and we can't even help but scream when we're in roller coasters.
当我们坐过山车的时候，我们都会很激动，甚至忍不住要大喊大叫。
But here Christ was taking on the full wrath of God, and yet by the miracle and all of God, he would be suffering quietly.
那现在啊, 耶稣他承担了神所有的愤怒，但是他却奇迹般的沉默，没有出声。
Remember this prophecy.
记得这个预言。
Turn with me to Matthew 26, verse 63. Matthew 26, verse 63.
马太福音二十六章的六十三节。马太福音二十六章六十三节。二十六章六十三节，马太福音。
In the context here, this is Jesus before hours before his death.
啊，背景啊，就是这是耶稣受死前的几个小时。
It says, but Jesus kept quiet, and the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God."
第六十三节说，耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说，我指着永生神叫你起誓，告诉我们你是神的儿子基督不是。
Marvel that Christ was being accused falsely, and yet he was silent.
你 看到啊，耶稣受到了错误的指责，却依然沉默着，这是多么真令人惊奇的呀。
Look with me also to Mark 14, 6, no, Mark 15, verses 5.
马可福音十五章第五节。马可福音十五章五节。
It says, but Jesus made no answer, a further answer, so Pilate was amazed.
这里说，耶稣仍不回答，以致比拉多觉得稀奇。
So you see again the silence of Christ before his death.
我们再次看到了耶稣在受死之前他的安静。
And of course we know Christ going to the cross.
我们都知道啊，耶稣他上了十架。
And the silence that he had. The silence he had on the cross.
以及他在十架上的沉默。
Except for the few words that we remember.
只有几个我们都可以记住，几个我们可以记住的那个单词。
Such as, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
And the words, it is finished.
然后说，都，这事成了。
And the word is finished. Let's look at also a second reason why we believe it is Christ that satisfied the wrath of God.
那让我们看一下啊，为什么我们相信是基督成就了提供了挽回祭的第二个原因。
Now, for this, we need a step. We're going to look at a lot more verses for the context to set up what I'm going to say.
那为了给大家解释这一点，我们可能看需要看更多的经文。
Turn with me to Luke chapter 22, verse 20.
路加福音二十二章的二十节，我们一起看一下。路加福音二十二章的二十节。
Luke 22, verse 20.
二十二章二十节。
It says, and in the same way he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
二十节说，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In the context, this is Jesus the night before he would go to the cross.
背景就是啊，这是耶稣上十架的前夜。
Jesus was celebrating the Passover with his disciples.
耶稣在和他的门徒一起庆祝逾越节。
And he said something unusual.
他说了一句就是很不同寻常的话。
He mentioned the new covenant.
他提到了新约。
This is what the Jews have been waiting for hundreds of years.
这是犹太人等待了几百年的事情。
A new covenant which makes people's heart actually love God.
新约是让人的心啊，去真的爱神。
That will be the source of salvation.
这是救恩的源泉。
And Jesus here is saying is the covenant, this is the cup that is poured out for the covenant in my blood.
这里耶稣说这杯是用我血所立的新约。
Now, I don't think he says the cup is actually the drink, the wine.
这里我不认为这个杯啊，说的就是那个这个实际上这个杯子和里边的酒。
Remember when Jesus a few hours later would pray, Father, if it's your will, take away this cup from me?
啊，
He's talking about the wrath of God. And Christ is saying, I'm going to offer my blood to satisfy the wrath of God. And as a result, there will be a new covenant. And this new covenant means there's a new relationship we will have with God. So how do we know there was a new covenant that Christ actually fulfilled?
那我们怎么知道耶稣真的是达成了这新约呢?
I actually think we need to look at some of the old covenants.
那我认为啊, 我们应该看一下一小部分旧约的内容。
And ask, how do we know God is present when there is a covenant that's being made?
那我们看一下就是当约在立的时候, 神是怎么在那里的?
Again, we're going to look at some Old Testament verses to say, how do we know God is present when He makes a new covenant with His people?
看一下旧约的经文，我们知道当神与他的民立这个新约的时候，神是怎么在那里的？
We want to ask that to say, was God really there when Christ died and really poured out His wrath?
那我们这个问题想回答哈，当神当他的愤怒倾倒出来的时候，他真的是在那里吗？
Let's turn with me to Genesis 15 verse 12.
15:12.
Yes, Genesis 15:12.
创世纪15章12节.
In the context, God has a meeting with Abram, who later is known as Abraham.
背景就是啊，当时神正在与亚伯兰，就是以后的亚伯拉罕见面.
God promised Abraham that he would have descendants, many kids, nations from him.
神许诺亚伯兰说，将来他会有许多的后裔，数不清的。
Now in this context, God is now saying, I promise so much, I'm going to make something called covenant with you.
但神在这里就是说，我承诺你，承诺了你这么多，那我就要与你立一个约。
Let me read verse 12.
那我给大家读一下15章的第二节。
It says, Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him.
而且是15章的12节，说日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉的睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
In that culture, in that time, the way you make a promise that is very secure is you make what is called a covenant.
在当时的背景下，如果你想做一个非常安全的事情，就是承诺什么事情的时候，就是要立一个约。They'll
have an animal that they're sacrificing, that they're cooking up.
他们会煮个动物献祭。And
then both individuals in agreement will walk past it, one on each side.
Walk, or just walk,
and one on each side of the sacrifice.
那就是立约的这两方啊，就从这个献祭的东西两边走过去。It's
to say that I'm going to keep this promise so much that if I don't, I deserve to be torn in half just like the animals that's being cooked.
就是这个意思，就是说我将会坚守我立的这个约。如果我没有遵守的话，我就会被像这个宰杀的牲畜一样被撕成两半。So
God makes a covenant with Abraham.
所以神与亚伯兰立了这个约。
But if you notice, Abraham, what happened to Abraham?
大家观察一下，亚伯兰身上发生了什么？
God made Abraham fall asleep.
神让亚伯兰睡了。In
other words, God is saying, I'm going to keep all the promises that I make.
那换句话说啊，就是神在，就是在说，我将会遵守我所立的所有的承诺。It's
not going to depend on Abraham, or it's not going to depend on man.
这不是取决于亚伯兰，或者取决于任何的人。But
notice what descended upon them, upon Abraham at that time.
大家看一下是什么发生在了亚伯兰身上发生了什么。It
mentioned that there was a great darkness.
这里提到了惊人的大黑暗。We
ask, hey, where is God here?
我们可以问，哎，神在哪里？
Could be possible that the great darkness represent God being there?
那这惊人的大黑暗是意味着神就在那里吗？
Remember here the great darkness.
这里啊，大家记得这里有一个惊人的大黑暗。
When the covenant is made by God. Turn with me also to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter
4,
verse
11
to 13.
生命记第四章十一节到十三节。
Here in the context is the Mosaic covenant. This is another covenant. This is done, God's covenant with Moses and Israel.
解释一下背景呢，这里是神与摩西立约。
In verse 11 it says, You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very hearts of heaven. Darkness, cloud, and thick gloom.
十一节说，那时你们近前来，站在山下。 山上有火焰冲天，并有昏黑密云幽暗。
Notice God here is about to speak and give a new covenant, Mosaic covenant.
接下来就是神啊，在这里马上要立一个约，就是摩西的这个约。
And yet there's an appearance yet once again of darkness.
这里再次出现了黑暗。
Here, if you look at verse 12, it mentioned that there was a voice that speak, which is God himself.
第二十二节我们看到提到了一个声音，就是神他自己。
And of course, God then gives the Ten Commandments, the covenant and the Ten Commandments in verse 13.
在第十三节中，神就给出了这十诫。
What I'm trying to say is this: when God makes a covenant, He is there.
我想通过这些经文说明的是，当神立约的时候，神是在那里的。
And the way He shows He's there is a sign of a great darkness.
那他表明自己在那里的一个迹象就是黑暗。
Remember Jesus talked about he's going to die and his blood is going to make a new covenant.
还记得耶稣说他将要死，他的血要将要立一个新约吗？
So we ask, when Christ is going to make a new covenant and if God is going to be there, is there a great darkness?
那我们就会问自己啊，那当耶稣立这个新约的时候， 会有大黑暗的存在吗？
Turn with me to Mark chapter 15.
看马可福音的15章。
Mark chapter 15, verses 33 to 34.
15章33节到34节。 马可福音15章33节到34节。
When the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?
看一下，33节说，从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。深处的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛。 拉玛撒巴哥大尼翻译出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Here, of course, we see is the account of Christ dying on the cross.
这里我们知道哈，这里描述的是耶稣在十架受死。
Did you notice in verses 3 what time it was this takes place?
Verse 33. 那我们在第33节看一下这个事情发生的时间是什么时候？
It took place at noon. Noon should be the hottest time of the day. Should be the brightest time of the day.
正午啊，应该是一天中最光亮的时刻。
And yet, when Christ was dying, what happened at noon?
那当耶稣受死的时候，正午发生了什么呢？
There was a great darkness that descended upon the land.
有这个黑暗降临到全地。
And that great darkness was there for 3 hours.
而且这个黑暗，这严密的这个黑暗，连续持续了3个小时。
And in those 3 hours, you see that Christ was on the cross.
那这3个小时里，我们知道耶稣在十架上。
He was silent.
他是安静的，沉默的。
Until the very last hour.
直到最后一个小时。
When he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他大声喊说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Again, Christ is offering his blood to make a new covenant so we could have a relationship with Christ, with God.
再次说一下，耶稣将他的血立出来，成建立新约，好使我们可以和神建立关系。
But our sin, God's wrath against our sin needs to be satisfied.
但神因着我们的罪所生的烈怒啊，需要被平息。
So how do we know God was there to punish Christ for our sins?
那我们怎么知道神就在那里因着我们的罪而惩罚耶稣呢？
I would say it's a great darkness that descended upon that moment from noon to three.
那我就说啊，这个证明就是有这个黑暗降临到遍全地，而且是从正午一直延续了三个小时。
I say that because in the Bible, every time he makes a covenant, he is there, but he appears in the form of darkness.
我之所以这么说，是因为在圣经中，每次他立约的时候，他都出现了，但都是以这种遍地都是黑暗的形式。
Have you realized Christ, God really poured the wrath of God upon Jesus Christ?
那大家有没有认真的思考，意识到神真的是将他的愤怒倾倒在了耶稣基督的身上
？Christ suffered for you because of your sins.
基督啊，是因着你的罪而受苦。
The wrath he took was very real because Christ in his humanity cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他以他的人性所承受的这个愤怒是真实的，因为他最后呼喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？That should move us to love him.
这应该让我们感动去爱他。
Thus far we see two reasons why we know Christ satisfied the wrath of God.
现在我们看了两点来证明是耶稣基督平息了神的愤怒。
The first one we stated earlier is because of Christ's silence on the cross.
第一点我们看到是因着基督在十架上的沉默。
The second is the great darkness while he's on the cross.
第二点是因着他在十架上是这个遍地的黑暗。
And we also have a third reason why we know Christ satisfied the wrath of God.
同时啊，我们还有第三个原因来说明是基督平息了神的愤怒。
I would say is the resurrection.
我就说我这个第三个原因就是复活。
By the way, if Christ did not satisfy the wrath of God, what would happen to him still?
To him.
Yes.
如果基督没有平息神的愤怒，那会有什么事情发生在基督身上呢
？He will still be punished.
他依然会被惩罚。
But the resurrection shows that Christ satisfied the wrath of God.
复活说明了基督平息了神的愤怒。
And that God was pleased with him is why he resurrected him from the dead.
神的愤怒被平息，所以将基督从死里复活。
So Christ came and satisfied the wrath of God.
所以基督来平息了神的愤怒。
Now I know this sermon might not have as many applications for this hour. There hasn't been much application for this hour.
所以我知道哈，这也许过去的一个小时讲的可能没有太多的应用。
But there's always an application when we hear what Christ has done for us.
但是每次我们听到基督为我们所做的啊，都会有他的应用的。
I hope we see the riches of his grace.
我们希望可以看到他恩典的丰盛。
And that our redemption requires propitiation.
我们的救赎需要基督的挽回祭。
The application is to worship him.
应用呢，就是我们要敬拜他。
Is to love him.
去爱他。
Love him not because we love him first, but because he loves us first.
我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
And it's because of Christ's great love and great work on the cross is why we say we love you and we want to repent and surrender to you.
因着他爱我们以及他在十字架为我们所做的，所以我们就会说我们爱他，并且会因此而悔改我们的罪。
If he really took the wrath of God and satisfied, we should be living our life as a grateful people.We should live as grateful people.
因为他满足平息了神的愤怒啊，我们就应该活得像感恩的人，活出感恩的生命。
It means that we must ask ourselves the question: Have we truly appreciated what Christ has done on the cross?
所以我们就要问自己啊，我真的有去珍惜基督在十架上为我们所做的吗
？Have we been moved to say, "I love you, and I just want to surrender to you"?
我们有因此被感动而说我愿意顺服于你吗
？And have we been moved to say I want to worship you and see the glory of the gospel？
我们会被感动，会以至于说我们愿意敬拜你，并且看到福音的glory， 福音的荣耀吗
？Okay, let us close in a word of prayer.